this computer. And let's do it. Okay, so mixtures. We're going to start our Shiraman Kashras with Taroves, right? With mixtures. In general, you know, you could start from like Malicha or Trefos and like figuring out what animals are kosher and not kosher. That doesn't really come up so often in our day-to-day life because we're not responsible for making the food kosher. Our general life deals with when things go wrong and we mess up, or our roommates accidentally use the wrong pot for the wrong thing, you know, or our non-Jewish, you know, dorm mates, building mates, you know, see our pots in the kitchen and like they're cooking and their stuff splashes all over our food. And it's Shabbos and you're like, oh my gosh, can I eat this? Can I not eat this? Like, do I go down the block and like convince the people at the Hillel to like let me eat the food because my food got spritzed by my children got spritzed by milk from my non-Jewish, you know, kitchen mate in the building or stuff like that. So that's usually what we deal with. So that's what we're going to start with. And then mixtures are a few different types of mixtures, which makes things confusing. Okay. There are two different core variables when it comes to a mixture. Is it wet? Meaning, is it something that like mixes together, right? And joins together? Or is it dry, right? You have different objects that are kind of mixed up, but they don't really totally join together. You have the question of the identity of the objects and the relationship to each other. Are they min bimino? Are they the same thing, right? Such as it's a mixture of, you know, meat and other and meat, or Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola, or is it min bishaino mino? And it's like a mixture of meat and let's say milk, or meat and some sort of vegetable, or even, you know, milk mixed into your Coca-Cola. Okay. And then you can combine these, right, and have a mixture of lach belach yavesh min bimino, or lach belach min b'she'inu mino, or the opposite, right? It could be yavesh b'yavesh min bimino, or yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'inu mino. Okay, so you have two questions. What is the nature of the mixture? How mixed does it get? And how similar or dissimilar are the things that are being mixed together? Okay, so if you have lach belach, you have iser, you have heter, and then together they join together into one new entity, okay? So you have red, you have blue, you made purple, right? And now the question becomes, right, is this purple mutter or aser? Okay, it became something new. And the question is the status of that thing that's new. That's very important because, right, our question is now, what is this new thing? What is this purple blob and its new status? If you have yavesh b'yavesh, you just have different objects that are discrete still, and you don't know which one's which, but ultimately the iser remains iser. The heter remains heter, at least so far as our physical mixture is concerned, right? I don't know the identities of the different ones, okay? Now, these things can make it better or worse, right? Why? This could be better in the sense that now it's one unified entity. So maybe that makes it easier to ignore the iser if I have much more heter, right? I can say, well, it's one new entity. I have to determine what this entity is. And I can either say that it's mutter or aser. So, right, maybe that'll go by the majority or the taste or whatever it is. But what is this new purple thing? What is purple? Over here, I don't need to do that. I could just say, well, the iser is iser and the heter is heter. I don't know where it is, so I'm kind of stuck, right? Option number one. Option number two is to say, over here, right, there's definitely iser in this purple, so maybe purple is a problem. Over here, most of it is blue. Most of it is heter. So maybe I could say, well, since most of these are totally, totally heter, how can you tell me I can't eat this one just because this one might be iser? Right? But I just want to know whether I can eat one. Well, since in all probability, the one that I'm touching is heter, maybe I could eat it. Right? I don't know which one's iser, but most of them are totally, totally mutter. So since each one discreetly, right, is probably totally mutter, maybe that helps us out. Right? Maybe that makes it easier. Because it's hard to say that, oh, well, all of them are iser. even though they're totally discrete and blue, just because they're nearby, there's an iser. Okay, so that could matter. Another thing that could matter is that could affect also the difference between if it's min bimino and min bishaino min, which we're not going to get into so much yet. But by min bimino, they have the same flavor, right? In which case, I can either say, well, it's the same thing, so we'll just go based on the majority. Or I can say the opposite, and I can say, well, they're the same thing, so it doesn't really become purple, right? It's just, it's min bimino. It's kind of just unchanged by the fact that they're mixed together now, in which case the iser is still iser, okay? We'll get into that later, don't worry, if it's confusing, right? The more that things are different, the more that they're noticeable, the more the things that are different, the harder it is to say that they retain their distinct identity when they're all mixed together. Get that? I mean, if I mix these two together, now it's purple, so I say, well, what is purple? If it's min bimino, maybe I can argue that, well, not really, you know, they're not really mixed together, or they're mixed together, but there's no need to like redefine what each one is because they're the same thing. Right now, I just have two cups of Coke instead of one cup of Coke or whatever. Okay. So with a wet mixture, you have only one object whose identity you need to determine. Right? Could be better because, right, maybe we could say there's no Isra at all and purple is mother. Or we could say it's worse because the new entity in its entirety could be Asr. We could say, well, purple is all Asr. With a dry mixture, you have many objects and we don't know the identity of each one, which could be worse because there are pieces that are definitely Asr. On the other hand, since there's a preponderance of pieces which are Heter, maybe we can ignore the Asr ones. Right? We could say, well, purple is Asr, but here it's mostly blue. Okay? So it could be easier to be Matir, dry mixture where each one is discrete based on majority, while a purple mixture that turned purple, right, isn't blue anymore, might be usher because even if it's majority heter, it still changed colors. Okay. Just min bimino and min bishaino mino, really, really not so in depth because we're going to deal with that more and it gets complicated. But because they're different, right, the isser is still noticeable and maybe it remains intact. But because they're different, then maybe we could just figure out, well, does it taste like one way or does it taste the other way? Right? They're different. So if I can still taste it, maybe that's more of a problem. And if I can't taste it, maybe it's less of a problem. If they're the same, maybe we'll always say, well, it's one entity and then we just go based on majority because doesn't, you know, you can't taste it anymore. So it always goes straight to deciding based on majority. There's no other metric to use. Or because there's no metric, so there's no need to redefine it. And it'll just always remain usher. Okay, that's for later, but important to know. Okay, if we're talking, let's say we're dealing with lach b'lach, okay, a wet mixture where it becomes a new entity. Okay, you have a stew, you have a cholent, right, and some milk falls into it. So you don't have milk and cholent. Now you have, right, cholent that has milk in it, right, but it all became one big cholent. Okay, and it's min b'she'ino mino, and they're different flavors. So the sukkim in Bamidbar, talking about Hilchos Nazir, say that he's not allowed to eat miyayin v'shechar yazir. He has to refrain from them. Chometz v'yayin v'chometz shechar lo yishteh. V'chol mishrat anavim, anything soaked in grape juice, lo yishteh, anavim lachim v'yishim lo yochel. Okay, now mishrat anavim is saying that things soaked in grapes should not be drunk. And that means, right, it sounds like even if it doesn't have the actual grapes in it. Okay, maybe that means that even the flavor of grapes, independent of the actual grape, is going to be a problem. Okay, we could also argue that if you soak grapes in water, then it has grape juice in it. So it's not really, that's really just a type of wine. But, right, something that's soaked in grapes, potentially even without the actual grape in it, is still a problem. In after Melchamas Midyan, also we're told, right? Ach, b'mei nida yitchata, b'chol asher lo yavo b'esh taviru b'mayim. Okay? All these different kelim need to do have libun done to them. Okay? Things that are used in the fire need to be put through a fire, and things that are not need to be washed in water. Okay, what's it talking about? Assuming that it's talking about the problem of kashrus, so it's saying that you need to kasher your kelim that you conquered in a war from Goyim, or else you bought it from your Goyish roommate, and now you want to use the pot. So it says you got to do libun, you got to use fire to clean out the taste in the kelim for things that are used in fire, and things that are cooked with water, you have to cook it with water to get the taste down. Hagam. Okay? So, the Gemara wants to know, right, tam, what is the nature of tam? Is tam asur midaraisa? Is it asur midarabanan? Right? If I could taste the flavor of whatever's mixed in the, of the milk, let's say, in the chulent, is that, or milk in the chulent, let's say, chilev in chulent, okay? Is that going to be asur midaraisa or not? So he says, mishras, by a nazir, litin tam ki'ikar. And that's to tell us that tam is ki'ikar, that the flavor of something is like the actual presence of the chefza. She'im shara anavim b'mayim, v'yish behem tam yayin, chayav. Mikan atadam l'chol ha'torah kula, ma nazir she'ein isuro isur olam, ve'ein isuro isur hana'a, v'yish heter l'isuro, asa bo tam ki'ikar, ki layim she'isuro isur olam, ve'isuro isur hana'a, ve'ein heter l'isuro, ein odin she'ase tam ki'ikar, v'hu adin la'ogla b'shtayim, ha'mani r'rabanan hi, Rabbi Yochanan Damar ki Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva tam ki ikar minala yalef mi giulei anachrim. He learns it from the pasuk by Midian. Giulei anachrim lav tama ba'almahu. Right? It's only flavor in the walls of your kli. You don't have actual, you know, stuff. What is it? It's like a little bit of absorbed flavor. Right? Even though it's only tam, it's aser. Hachanani loshna. Okay? Rabbanan giulei anachrim nami chidushu. The hakol noten tam nefgam mutar. Right? The Rabbanan say, why don't we learn it from Rabbi Akiva's pasuk? That tam is as if it's the iser in and of itself, right? It's like the chefza shel iser. So not only are you not allowed to eat, let's say chelev, you're not allowed to even eat tam of chelev. So Harbana say, why don't we learn it from the pasuk of Giulei Nachrim of Klei Midyan? Because kol noten tam lifgam mutav, any noten tam lifgam, anything that gives a pogum, a detrimental flavor, right? The flavor is not fresh anymore, and now it tastes bad, right, is mutter. Okay, that's normally why we say that something that's 24 hours out is notin tam lefgam, the tam is pagum, the tam is not good anymore. And then it's not aser, the gamrinan minivela, v'hacha asur, Rabbi Akiva kedir b'chia b'reder apuna, the amar lo asra torah elav b'kedera bat yoma, only if the kedera, the pot, has been used within 24 hours, is the flavor good. Hilkach lav notin tam lefgamu. Rabbi Akiva says the pasuk by Midyan is dealing with a pot that was used in the last 24 hours. V'rabanan k'dera bat yoma nami lo efshar delo pagma puchta. And the Rabbanan say, well, even bat pot that's bat yoma is not possible that it wasn't nifgam a little bit. So therefore, blio is really only asur midrabanan. Okay, what's the upshot of this whole Gemara? Is that if you could still taste the iser in a mixture, it's asur midaraisa, right? Tam is ki ikar. The flavor of an iser is like the iser itself. And therefore, if you could taste it, you're eating it, right? Or you're eating, you're being over the iser of don't eat chelev. Okay? So you could taste the chelev in the mixture. Some chelev falls into your cholent, right? It's forbidden fats of an animal. Let's say the chelev of the gid anashe. So it falls into the pot of your cholent. You could taste the fat in the cholent, even though it melted, right? Now it got absorbed into your cholent. So since you could taste it, it's still aser, and you're over the iser of eating chelev, because tam is ki'ikar, right? This Gemara sounds like it's d'oraisa. On the other hand, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Amar Rav Avohu, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol she'ta'amo u'mamashol asur v'lo kinalav, v'zehu kizayit b'chdei achila pras. Ta'amo v'lo mamashol asur v'ein lo kinalav. Okay? If there's ta'am but no mamashos, then it's aser, but you're not going to get malchus, meaning it's only aser midarbanan. And if it tastes, if it makes the thing taste worse, even if it's kezayit b'chdei achilat pas, then it's aser. Okay, explains Rashi. Ta'amo v'la umamasho, kigon chilev, shenafal l'kdera, o chilev shenafal nimoach she'in mamasho be'en. Right, the actual substance of the chilev is not physically discernible anymore, but yet, right, imri batam l'vgan, so then it's going to be aser, it's going to be aser if there's a kezayit b'chdei achilat pas, if you're actually going to eat a kezayis worth of chilev. If you eat, let's say, a whole kibetza and a half, okay, that's the shear of tzirah achila. It's like 9 minutes. Okay, in halacha, if you eat things too spread apart, they're not mitzdarif. Okay, if you eat it within a kidei achila pras, so then it's mitzdarif, and you're over on the eser. Okay, on Yom Kippur, if you eat less than a kizayis every kidei achila pras, so then you're not over on eser achila on Yom Kippur. Right, and then if you're eating shirin, then you can eat every 9 minutes, right? Less than a kezayis. So says the Gemara, right? If you're eating a whole kezayis of chelev, then you're going to be over. But just because you can taste the chelev, right? You're a ta'amo velo mamasho asur ve'en lo kinalav. You're not over on this or the right side, which implies that ta'am ki'ikar is only midarban, right? Ta'am alone without eating the actual substance of the iser is going to be darabanan. So says Rashi, what's the din? It says Rashi in Chulin, tam ki ikar, noten tam kimlan da asur bikotchim, ki ikar mamasho shel iser. Okay? The tam is asur as if it's the actual chafta. Ulaha milta, ktani zehu lim ute shar kotchim. Aba chulin shapir gamrinan minei, Lemeya Vishishin, Dahea Kimlan Meachre Rabim Lahatot, the Batli Beruba. Right? Really midoraita it's Batabarov. Viafina Mehacha Lahachmir de Lo Liftil Ella Bimea. Okay? The Gemara here, just the Meya and the Shishin thing, is that there's a machlokas in the Gemara and Chulin whether or not things are Batal Bimea or Batal Bashishin based on the size of the zroa of the ale nazir, which gets cooked with the rest of it, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So, like, you want to know if, like, the tam is bata. Anyway, it's a very long Rashi. Right? Virava, letle tam ki ikar bechulin, kid mefarish bazil, midoraita vibu ruba batil, ela midorabanan. Right? So, Rava here in this Gemara is telling us that midoraisa, tam is not ki ikar. Right? And really, rov is batel. So if you have a pot of cholent with 2 liters of cholent in it, and then a liter of chilev falls into your pot, midoraisa, it's batel, says Rashi. Even though you could totally taste the chilev, right? I mean, it's literally a third of the mixture is chilev. But since it's rov, right? It's batel barov. And even though you can taste it, that's only aser midrabanan. Hachanami shamina lever biyochanan mesechet v'bzara kol shetama velo mamasho ein lo kinalav v'hado yafinan le b'psachim minazir mishrat leitin tam ki ikar svir lehu amorai batrai da asmachta biyamahu. Okay, that's only midrabanan. It's an asmachta, and really midoraisa, even in a taroves, even in a mixture where you can still taste the iser, it's only aser midrabanan. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Tam, exact opposite extreme. Okay, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tam ki ikar, min b'she'ino mino, de'oraita. Okay, if you have two things with dissimilar tastes, right, and you can still taste it, kivan shenatan ha'isur ta'am beheter, nehefach kulo lihiyot isur, Vilokin alav bikizayit ki ilu havakulo is. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam brings up a fascinating problem. Let's say you have a cholent, which is 2 liters cholent, 1 liter chelev. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Tam ki ikar is deoraita, and the whole thing is aser as if it was chelev. Not only that, but because the 2 liters of cholent now taste like chelev, the whole thing now is chelev, halachically speaking, because it all has the time, the flavor of chelev. How much of it do you need to eat in order to be chayiv malchus?
Kezayis in Kedei Achilas Pras.
One kezayis, right. If you needed to eat a kezayis of chelev, you'd have to eat three kezayis, because it's only a third chelev, right? But says Rabbeinu Tam, kivan shenatan ha'isur tam beheter, nehefach kulo lihiot isur, velokin alav bekezayit ke'ilu hava kulo isur. Right? We treat it as if the entire thing was isur, and therefore, the whole thing is asr. Right? The whole chulin just became chelev because it tastes like chelev. Says Rabbeinu Tam, what's really asr? When God said don't eat chelev, what's the main thing that's asr? The flavor, right? The hana, I guess, the hana you get is like the flavor of chelev, right? What it tastes like. That's asr. So now this whole chulin tastes like chelev, so the whole chulin is now asr. Right? It's all chelev, basically. V'afilu l'kula azlinan batar tama, v'yotze b'isat ha'orez yidei chovato, kiven sheish batam afilu ruba orez. Says, on Pesach, if you made matzah, which was mostly made of rice, and partially made of wheat, and it tastes like, right, has the flavor of wheat, so then we would treat it as matzah. And right, you can't make rice matzah, but you can make a mixture of rice and wheat together. Since it has ta'am of matzah, of vachita, of wheat, so the whole thing would count as matzah, and you could eat just one kezayis of this rice wheat matzah and be yotzir mitzvahs achilas matzah. Okay? Vahidr b'yochanan kosha tamo v'lo mamasho in lokin alav mayri b'min b'mino. I would about the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. That's dealing with min bimino, when they're the same flavor, they're the same thing. Right? And that is where you have the actual, the iser is be'en, right? And you could see it, and it's kind of like just mixed in little pieces, and you could see those pieces. That's when you need tamo umamasha. Right? V'hu adit, but it's not no same time because it's bimino. So you can't discern the taste of the iser because it has the same taste as the heter. Okay, v'hu adin im haya mamash ha'iser be'en v'lo nimoach rak she'in nikar ein lokin alav ki im batal barov ki urat batal barov. Let's say you have something that it didn't give flavor to the rest of the stuff. Okay, the rest of the cholent, but you just don't know where it is. It's kind of just like been camouflaged in it. So then it would be batal barov. Right? That's only bimino when they have the same flavor, and then we don't really care about it giving flavor to the rest of the thing because it can't, right? It's the same thing. If you have chulent and one, or you have I don't know. Right, mutter cholent and aser cholent, and they get mixed together, but they have the exact same flavor. So cholent aser doesn't give flavor to cholent mutter. So then Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, that's only going to be aser midrabban. Yeah, Tani.
If the Gemara was only if it's only talking about min bimino, how could there be a havamina that its taste?
Oh, like, very good.
If you taste it, then it'd be aser. Like
exactly. Right? So Rabbeinu Tam is aware of that problem. And at the end here, what he says is, "Dibay lemeimar tamo velo mamasho asur, vad hechan hu asur, bichdei diyahiv tamo bimin b'sheino mina." When is it asur? We evaluate it as if it were to give time. Right? That's the metric that we're using. But really, right? Midaraisa, it's batal barov because it's min bimino. It has the same flavor. So it's not giving flavor to the whole thing. But midrabanan will evaluate it, let's say bishishim, as if it were giving tam, and now we're just evaluating be'erech what the tam is. Okay, so meaning what? We're saying, look, midaraisa, it's batel barov because it has the same flavor. If it had different flavors, it would only be batel if you couldn't taste it. So midrabanan, it'll only be batel if it's at the quantitative level where you wouldn't be able to taste it. Right? So midrabanan, we import the standard of min b'she'eino mino, where you can taste it, even to cases of min b'mino, where you can't taste it anyway. Right? But, and that's all derabanan. But midoraisa, if you could still taste it, not only is it still asur, but the whole thing now becomes asur. Okay? The Rosh brings down Reb Chaim, okay? Not the Brisker Reb Chaim, but the Baal Tosos Reb Chaim. He says, Perush, Iri Shapir b'min b'she'ino mino. V'ta'amo u'mamashau kari k'sheyesh k'zayit b'chtei achilat pras. De'az hevi kimo mamashau shel eser. Kivan d'yesh kol kach mina eser shebetoch achilat pras ochel k'zayit nasa kulo eser. Okay? So what is ta'amo u'mamashau? When there's a k'zayit b'chtei achilat pras, heavy kimoma mashal shalasur. Then the whole thing is nechshav iser, because there's so much of the iser, right? That there's mamasho, there's like physically present iser, right? Of a kizayis bechtei achilas pras. So then I have a mixture which both has a significant amount of actual chefta shal iser, and it tastes like iser. So if it tastes like an iser, and it physically has a significant proportion of Isser, I could treat the whole thing as Isser. So it's similar to Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam says, all I care about is what it tastes like, right? What's Isser? The taste. If it tastes like Chelev, then the whole thing is Chelev, right? If it tastes like a duck, the whole thing is a duck. Says Reb Chaim, no. It's not that it has to also be a duck, right? Or have a duck. If it tastes like a duck, right, and it's significantly a duck, then it's a duck, right? It's almost like if you're like, oh, if it quacks like a duck and enough of its genetic material is that of a duck, we'll consider it a duck, right? If it has no genetic material of a duck, but it quacks like a duck, so it's a new species, right? But if it quacks like a duck and a significant proportion of it is duck, so then it's a duck. Right? But, like Rabbeinu Tam, he says that if you have enough chefta shel iser, and the whole thing tastes like iser, then the whole thing becomes iser. Okay? Then he doesn't have a problem with the Gemara and the Avodah Zarah. Because why is the Gemara Avodah Zarah saying that it's only derabanan if there's no kizayis b'chdei achilat pras? Because you need the chefta shel iser, and you need the taste of the iser. Right? If you don't have a chefta shel iser there, taste alone is not going to be enough to turn the whole thing into iser, right? If it quacks like a duck, but it has no actual duck, then it's not a duck. Aval mishenatana yisur ta'am beheter, ein lo kin alav, afal gav di ta'am ki ikar yafin amikra, mistaber lomar de lo hechmira Torah benetina ta'am, shel isur beheter lehovcho le isur, ki shahaheter kol kach yoter ala isur. If it's so small, then there's just nothing to work with. Right? We can't make the whole thing usher on the basis of such a tiny proportion. Right? There needs to be actual cheftishal isser here in order to transform the whole thing into isser. So if it tastes usher and it has isser in a significant proportion, then we can say that it turns into isser. Okay? What's the nafkamina, says the Rosh? Hashtra lipsak rabinu tam. Im nishvach harote ve'eno yodea im haya bo shishi. Hevi sveka de oraita ba'asrina nai. Lepsak rashi ve sveka de rabbanan v'shari. This has huge impact in cases where we don't know. If tam ki'ikar is only de rabbanan, so as long as I know that I have a majority of heter, I can, and I, then, okay, it's a sveka de rabbanan l'kula, right? And I can eat it. Let's say, you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Ki'ikar is Deoraita, and it's Aser, it Midoraita, if you can taste the Iser. So if you don't know if you can taste the Iser, then Safik Deoraita L'chumra. Okay, so it's a big Nafkamina. And then...
What if you practice it?
Pardon?
taste it.
Well, you can't taste it.
Nope. Mm. So you can't taste it whether you can taste it or not. That, therefore, you right. can't know whether it tastes like isra or not.
Right.
Oh,
although, again, we're going to get into like, when can you, right? How effective is a taste test? Can you rely on a taste test? So we're going to talk about that also. But by the way, there is a theoretical option. Who could you ask to taste it?
Non-Jew.
Right, a guy, right? Could you ask a non-Jew to taste it to figure out whether or not it tastes like chilek? Okay, we're going to deal with that in the next year. So absolutely good question.
Some people taste better than others. And
right, so again, so then, right, in that whole sphere, we'd have to figure out, can we trust the non-Jew, right? Who, if we can, what, when can we trust him? And then who do we trust in term, not from a trust perspective, but from a culinary perspective, right? Who's capable of, you know, telling us like you can safely be trusted on a culinary level to determine if like the time counts? You know, is it anybody? Is it like only someone who's like a real, you know, really professional chef? Things like that. Okay.
Rashi. If your kashrus guy gets COVID, then forget about it.
Exactly. If your kashrus guy has COVID, then you are really in big trouble. Although, fascinatingly, although I haven't seen anyone say this, let's say you got COVID. So you can't taste anything. Right? Theoretically, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, maybe you should be able to eat anything you want. Because you actually, right?
It's an objective metric for Tam, no?
Right. So it sounds like Pashas is there's an objective metric for Tam. And if the whole thing tastes like Isser, then it's Usser whether or not you could taste it. But if you really want to go, you maybe could go to an extreme and say, according to Ben Tam, the Isser is really the Tam, not the Chefza. In which case, if you can't taste the Tam, because you have no taste buds, right? Maybe you're just never interacting with the Isser. Because the Isser isn't to eat the food. The Isser is to, right, enjoy the Tam. Maybe. The problem, right, Pashas is, Rabbeinu Tam would say, if you have the Chefza Shel Isser, and that's Rove, then it's still going to be awesome. But in theory, on a conceptual level, it's you know, it does make sense that that could possibly be true. So, like, an interesting conundrum. In theory, you could definitely make the argument that for Rabbeinu Tam, if you can't taste the Isser, even if your mom is eating it, you're not really being over the Isser Midaraisa. Midarabana would probably be awesome, but, like, Midarabana, you know, Midaraisa, maybe you're not really over the Isser. There's also an interesting Gemara in Psachim, which talks about, let's say someone like, you wrapped the food in like plastic and then swallowed it, right? It says like, you're not Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah, and I think you're also not over on the Yisurim. I have to check about the Yisurim side. But you're not Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah because you didn't taste the matzah, right? So, you know, let's say, so is that like, you know, oh, so what about like Yisurim for a bit of time? So again, you could argue there's just no Maisa Achila there because you never actually, right? It was inside this like capsule when you swallowed it, you never actually ate it. But if you, let's say the problem wasn't that it was wrapped in plastic, the problem was with your tongue and you had COVID and you just can't taste anything. So like Midaraisa, were you over on the Isser because you didn't actually eat Chilev in the sense that like you can't taste anything. So, and it's interesting. I don't, you know, definitely can't be made on that basis, but it would be fascinating if we found like a bit of time really saying like, oh yeah, if your taste buds aren't working, then Midaraisa, you can't be over on an Isser Achila. Okay, Rashi offers a more, let's say a more matun, a more balanced opinion, where he says, "Kol shetamo mamasho lokin alav v'zeo kizayit b'chdei achilat pras." This is Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Chulin, remember, said that it's just batal barov, and tam kikar is only darabanan. Rashi here in Avodah Zarah says, "Al kagon."
Right,
mitzarefet achilato veloke. What's Rashi saying? If you have this cholent, which is two-thirds cholent and one-third chelet, if you eat three kizesim, then you're chayiv. Why? Because since you can taste it, it's not batel, because you can taste it, so it's still there. And you ate a whole kizayit of chelet. You ate three kizesim of the mixture, within which one kizayit was chelet. So you just ate one kizayit of chelet. But shouldn't it be batel berov? No, because since it's rov chelev, sorry, since it's still, you can still taste it, mimela, you can taste the chelev, and the chelev is now not going to be batel, right? For example, let's say I have a dry mixture of 100 pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat. Okay, except what's the knach? There's a big McDonald's sign, right, on top of the non-kosher piece of meat that says this meat came from McDonald's and is not kosher. Is it batel? Remember, it's a dry mixture. They're just all piled on a desk. So of course it's not batel, right? Why would it be batel? I can see it, right? It says, you know, McCheeseburger or Double Whopper or whatever. So of course it's not batel because it's not a tarot. I mean, I could see it. So here too, says Rashi, you could taste it, right? It's very clearly present. So since you could discern its presence, it's not batel. But it's not going to turn everything else into iser. It just remains usser and it's just not batel. Okay? The Rambam says the same thing. Im nimsa behem tam chelev, v'haya behem mamashel, hare ilu asura min haTorah, נמצא בהן טעמו ולא היה בהן ממשו, הרי אילו אסורים מדברי סופרים, כיצד הוא ממשו, כגון שהיה מן החלב כזית בכל שלוש ביצים מן התערובת, אם אכל מן הגריסין האלו כשלוש ביצים, הועיל ויש בהן כזית מן החלב, since he ate an actual כזית of the חלב, לוקה, הרי טעם העשר וממשו קיים, you ate a כזית of it, and you could taste it, so since you ate a כזית of it, and you could taste it, so you just ate a kezayit of chelev. But what tam does is it prevents it from being batel. It doesn't turn the whole thing into iser, right? Tam is something that prevents bittul. Normally I could say, oh, it's a tarobes. I can't see the iser anymore, so it disappears. It's batel barov. If I could still taste it, if not batel, it's still significant. Okay? So, tam ki ikar, right? Midoraita, the tam is the iser. Okay, says Rabbeinu Tam, even if you have no mamashos of the iser, and it's just the flavor of the iser, the whole thing is now iser, because what's really usser is the tam, is the flavor of iser. And if it tastes like a duck, right, then it is iser. Says Rabbi Chaim, Mibali Atosvos, no. You need some of the actual mamashos of the iser to be there in a meaningful proportion. But if you have mamashos and it tastes like iser, so then the whole thing is now iser, because if the whole thing tastes like iser and has mamashas of iser, then the whole thing is iser. Right? The Rambam and Rashi and Avodah Zarah said, no, midoraisa tam is ki'ikar, but that means that tam prevents bittul. But you still would need to eat kizayis of chefsa shel iser. It doesn't turn the heter into iser, just that the iser remains usser if you can still taste it. And if you ate a kazayis of it, you ate a kazayis of iser. Okay? Rashi in Chulin says, no. The whole thing of tam ki ikar is all midarabanan, and midaraisa, it's all batel beruv. Okay. Just one other way to split it is it the iser the tam or the cheft? Right? If the iser is the tam, is the flavor, so then let's say you have something that has no flavor at all, okay? Something like gelatin. Gelatin has no flavor, right? But they often make it from pig bones. It has literally no flavor, right? So on one hand, it's chefza of pig. On the other hand, it has no flavor, right? Let's say you had gelatin, and it's not batel, because maybe it's Devar HaMa'amid. On the other hand, it has no flavor, so maybe it's just not us, right? On the other hand, right? If it's about, and then we could switch it, right? If it's about the tam. So even if you don't have the chefza, maybe you have the iser. But then maybe if you have the iser, have no flavor, but yes, chefza, it's going to be bata because there's no tam, right? If you think it's about the chefza, so if there's no chefza shel iser, then it should be batel, even if there's tam. But if you have something like gelatin, maybe it's still going to be iser because you have chefza of pig. You're eating pig, right? Even though you can't taste anything because there's literally no flavor. It's just ground up bones. Okay. L'halacha, how do we pass again? So Shulchan Aruch says, im arev min bimino v'nishbach v'inyan she'in yechol lamod alav l'sharo im noda shahaya rubo heter muter v'im lo nada shahaya rubo heter aser. Okay. Says Shulchan Aruch, in a case of safek, you have to be machmir. Aval im nit'arev b'she'inu mino v'nishbach v'inyan she'in yechol lamod alav l'sharo v'im noda shahaya rubo heter aser. Okay. So safek tam lechumra, says the Shulchan Aruch, because we're assuming tam ki ikar is deoraisa. And we'll see next year that not necessarily 100% true that we clearly paskin that it's deoraisa, but at least lemaisa in terms of the main nafkamina of whether or not you have a suffix about the taroves, suffix tam is lechumra. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we'll continue next.